Well, it's Father's Day, and today is an opportunity to speak on this subject of fathering, parenting, and I'm going to take that opportunity. As I have been contemplating this time, I have been really challenged in my own life and role as a father, a parent. And something that I have struggled with is this instruction from God's Word that I am to be training and instructing my children in the ways of God. But yet, ultimately, I cannot change their hearts. Have you ever spent time thinking about that? Contemplating the fact that our children that God gives to us, no matter what their age, they are people just like us. And they are people who are born with hearts that are deceitfully wicked. Just like ours, when we were born. And so, with that being the case, God has put them within our care. We, being sinners, have been saved by God's grace. If you're a Christian here today, that's who you are. Have been given the opportunity and the stewardship of these young people to instruct and to train them and to teach them the ways of God. But yet something there I wasn't seeing. I was missing because I was reaching this point of I'm doing this, I'm instructing this, I'm disciplined here, I'm doing all of these different things. But there's got to be heart change. And what it comes down to is this truth that since they are people, then they're not any lesser of a person or people than we are. They need a relationship with God. And it is that cultivation of the relationship with God that they need to do, that they need to cultivate. It is theirs. It is not ours that we give them. It has to be their own. And that all is initiated by God. Now, maybe I've lost you, maybe I've just rambled on. But here's what I've, here's the conclusion and the result is with my role as a parent is more than just this instruction and this training, and this correcting, and this discipline. I mean, this is what we're doing day in and day out. Those of you that have children that are grown, you have experienced this. But your parenting days are not over. Because what I believe God wants us to understand is that prayer is a very, very important thing to being a successful parent. Praying and asking God to help you in your parenting of your children. Praying and asking God to do a mighty work in your grown adult child who maybe is not walking with the Lord, or maybe they are, and they are just needing some wisdom. And you can pray for that. Parenting through prayer. That has been a challenging thought, and I want to dialogue with you a little bit about that. But before we do, I want you to turn in your Bibles to the book of Proverbs, chapter 1. But I want to present a case here with the need for prayer and parenting. I want to challenge you today that this is a message that will, I believe, be applicable to all. I know that you put up with a lot of illustrations for me that have to do with young children. Well, that's obviously that's where I'm at in life. And I make no apologies for that. But the reality is that as you contemplate this reality that our children are people that are in desperate need of a real vital relationship with God. And the true role that God gives you is in praying for them is so, so very vital and so very, very important. The book of Proverbs, especially in the first 9 chapters, it comes across as if there is a father sitting down on a chair or a stool, and he has his son in front of him, and he is instructing his son on the ways of wisdom. That's the picture you get, because if you look through Proverbs verse chapters 1 through 9, you're going to see this reoccurring phrase, my son. And then there's this word of instruction. My son, my son, my son. And so, you've got to visualize that. Now, in thinking about that, you've got this man that I believe is loves God, a man that desires to see his son love God. And he is doing what we know we're supposed to do, and that is for truth, instruction, righteousness, correction into the life of his son. But here is very, I want you to notice something that is very, very key. In Proverbs chapter 1, I want you to look at verse 7. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of your father, and forsake not the law of your mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto your head, and chains about your neck. Now, I sit here and I think about this Father, and I think about, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And I look at my son, and I tell my son, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Boom! Fear of the Lord. Is that how it works? Do you wish it worked that way? And this is what I was struggling with. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The beginning of knowledge is not the fear of faith or the fear of mind. It's not about all this great advice that I can offer to my son or to our child. It's not about that, is it? It's about the child having a reverential fear and awe and honor of the Lord. So parents, that ought to be our goal. That ought to be our prayer. Now, you might say, well, if we cannot be in there and direct the gaze and the attention of our children to the fear of the Lord, we can't get in there and just manually do that, then what are we to do? Is it hands off? You're on your own? See, what's interesting is the book of Proverbs is exactly opposite of a hands off parenting style. It is a constant barrage, yeah, that's a negative word, constant flow of instruction, training, correction. It's constant. And I believe the Proverbs and the Father, the writer, understood the depravity of man, that is the sinfulness of man, the deceitfulness of man's heart, of a child. And God wants us as parents to be consistently instructing, correcting, and training our children. And what God is going to do is God uses you and your instruction and your consistent discipline and all of that to build within your child an understanding of God. Now, I want to tell you that's humbling. I don't know about you, Father, but I believe there are times when I think I got this. When I got the formula. When I've got it figured out about what works. I've been thinking about this for a while. This really manifested to me when I was in the hospital with my son Isaiah recently. And everybody, these nurses are coming in and they look at these look at us and we get baffled at how many children we have. And automatically, when you have 7 children, you become an expert. Okay, that's pride right there. But people think you're an expert on parenting. Okay? And I was beginning to believe that. I'm just being honest. One of the nurses came in, she had a 1-year-old. 1-year-old little boy. She said, "Oh, I can't control it. I can't even change his diaper. He won't stay still." I had answers for her. I didn't hesitate. I knew what to say. And I laid it all out. But you want to know something? It wasn't about God. It wasn't about the heart. It wasn't. Oh, I tagged on the end, "The Lord helps us." I tagged it on the end. You know, fathers, parents, it's not about us. You realize how limited your abilities are in changing the hearts of your children. You know, how many people do you know that love God and have poured their lives into their children? And yet for some reason, their children have chosen to not walk with the Lord. What's the deal with that? How do you answer that? I'm glad you said that as a pastor and a mom or a dad can look to me and say, "What did I do wrong?" Our children are individuals. They stand before God. They will answer for who they are, no matter how old they might be. It's a humbling thing, isn't it? To realize, ultimately, we need God. We need God. Our children need God. The fear of the Lord's beginning. The book of Proverbs chapter 2. Proverbs chapter 2 in verse 1. We read, "My son, if you will receive my words, I have my commandments with you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yea, if you cry after knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as great treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord." As I read over that, I was saying, let's do it. Because what I'm seeing here is that As a parent, there are things that I can do to direct my child to placing them in an environment where they, if they choose, can easily find God, know God, and fear God. And I can place them in that environment. I can do that because God has given me that position as a father and as a mother, has placed me in that role, has given me that responsibility. God has instructed children to obey their parents and honor their father and their mother, so that by God, we have been given a responsibility. And so often what we struggle with is what to do with that responsibility. We understand the gravity of that role. People that don't know Christ, they have a baby and their world is turned upside down. What do we do now? I mean, having children, you know, there's not a lot of, there's a lot of forethought to that, but very little training out there on what to do. When I say very little biblical, right, true training. Well, here, the writer gives these instructions. First of all, verses 1 and 2, you see him as he instructs his son. Now, again, I want you to notice something. The father is not changing his son. He is not turning little dials to make his son do certain things. He is instructing him. He is speaking God's truth, God's ways, into the life of this child. But this child is an individual. And if you read through the book of Proverbs, you read about wise ones and you read about foolish ones. And it's all about the choices that they make, not blamed on parents and their parents' choices. So, my son, if you will receive my words and hide my commandments with you. Here what we see is as we instruct our children, instruct them in the importance of internalizing God's ways. Pray that your child will take God's truth and God's instruction and internalize it, meditate upon it in their lives. The literal definitions here of these words mean to seize it, to treasure it. And so, you as parents, as you give instructions in the ways of God, you pray that your child will seize upon these things and treasure these things. Notice the emphasis is upon the heart and the mind of a child. I mean, these are areas of a child that you can speak into, but you don't have control over. Right? You can speak truth into the heart of your child, but your child will operate according to their heart and the mission of their heart. They will make those choices. Now, that happens naturally, especially if your child is unsaved, you know, growing up in their faith, or coming to faith. And so, we pray that they will internalize it. Hide my commandments with you. Verse 2, so that thou incline your ear unto wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Pray that your child will turn their ear towards wisdom and turn their heart toward understanding. If that is the case, if you're praying that, you know what that means for you as a parent? Two things. It means, first of all, that your ear is turned to wisdom and that your heart is turned to understanding. And secondly, that you are speaking wisdom into the heart of your child. And that you are speaking understanding truth in your heart. Don't you look at verse 3? Here, what we're seeing, if we're seeing an outer response, the person with an inner heart mind. Second, if we're seeing a verbal response in verse 3, yea, if you cry after knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding. Notice these are if statements. So if you have an if, look for the then. Yeah, that's a good Bible study tip. As you're studying the Bible, if you see an if, usually, not always, usually you'll get to a then, so it's if then. And these are ifs. If you receive my words, if you cry after knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding. You pray that your child will vocalize a desire, a zeal, and a passion for the truth of God. This is audible. The wording here demands that there is something heard from this child. The father is instructing the son and saying, listen, you need to verbalize a desire and a heart to know truth, knowledge, and understanding. You communicate, my son, a longing and a hunger for these things. Now, communication, this is no surprise to us, but communication that comes out of our mouth is evidence of what is in our heart. And so what you can see here is the internal will have an effect upon the external. And as you pray, you notice this is where we this is the link to our child's heart in prayer. That's what it is. We instruct, and we give direction and correction. But the application of that upon a child's heart, we got to pray that in. We got to pray that in. Asking God to do His work. Verse 4, if you seek for her as silver and search for her as for hid treasure. So we have the internal, we have the external. And now we have purpose. There's this purpose that this child desires as a hunger, seeks after wisdom and for hidden. There's an urgency. They're applying their energy after these truths, after God's ways. I mean, searching for a hidden treasure. I don't know how often you go on treasure hunting. Surveying is kind of like treasure hunting. I did that for 8 years. And we would read some old deeds that would talk about some very interesting property markers. And we would go out into these woods and we would search for these things. It was always exciting to find property markers that had been marked for 100 years. An amazing thing. This is a property marker. It's searching for hidden treasure. This idea of silver, treasures. What is valuable? What is important to the heart of your child? Oh God, may they see your ways, your wisdom, as what motivates them, motivates their heart, as a treasure to be found. You know what that means for us, parents? It means that we exhibit such a relationship with God, such a fear of God, that it makes our children want to. That they get curious and they get excited about how Daddy or Mommy talks with God. I want to know Him too. I want to talk with Him like that too. Parents, maybe you have children, I think, ready to retire themselves. You can pray this for your children. You can live this before your adult children. we still have opportunity to influence. And so we have these if statements. Verse 1, verse 3, verse 4. Internal, external, and a purpose or a motivation. And so we get to the verse 5 where it says, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord. So what does this mean? What does this mean? What this father is doing is he is equipping his son with the means, with the way, with the recipe of coming to a point where he sees God and knows God in all his ways, where he is equipped with this fear of God, that he might go out into this world, and whatever he might do, wherever the Lord might lead him, he's internalized God's ways. He's verbalized a passion for it, and he has a motivation to search after it as if it was his value. And those things, says the scriptures, bring one to an understanding of fear and to find knowledge of God. What is your purpose when you hold the Father in mind? Is it that your child come to this point that they understand the fear of the Lord? That your child comes to the point that they find the knowledge God? I'll be the first one to admit it is so easy to be focused on external behaviors and making sure that our children are sitting still, being quiet, being respectful, all of these different things. But those are all external things. If there is not this change of heart within, if there's not a fear of God within the heart of a child, whenever that child is of age, the external behaviors will be shed, and the true heart will be revealed. It is tragic to hear the statistics of what is happening in our churches. In that we as church, as church, and I say churches as a whole, but we as Christian parents, we focus so much on behavior that our children are getting it. They're getting this idea that we have to behave, we have to move forward, we have to do these things. But so often Christian parents are missing the heart of the child, and that the heart of the child is what must be bent towards God, and it is from the heart of a child that needs to come right, good, godly behavior. And so it is up to you and I to approach this role, this incredible privilege and adventure of parenting with this in mind. Oh God, bring our child to understand the fear of the Lord and to know God. And that doesn't stop at salvation. It is a continual process for the rest of their lives. Well, what does that mean for us as parents? It means you're still in. It needs you to live in God. It needs you and I. We need to seek, keep knowing God and seeking for Him as a treasure. So I want to encourage you to start praying. Parents are praying that your child begin internalizing God's ways. Pray that what you are teaching your child will stick to his or her heart and mind. Pray that they see the value of your training and teaching. When I say see the value of it, that they will see God as your training them and instructing them in his ways. I'm not saying stop instructing. It's very clear that's what we're going to be doing. Bring them up in nurture and admonition of the Lord. Now what Paul says in Ephesians, that involves instruction and correction. Pray, parent through praying, that your child begin to verbally call out for wisdom. Listen for it. Pray that they begin asking God for it. Pray that they seek out God. Parent, you may be one of them. I trust the Lord. Parent through praying that your child has a hunger for truth. Pray that they pursue after it with great effort and with urgency. You know what the book of Proverbs is full of? It is full of admonitions and warnings. It is full of blessings. It is full of saying, listen, if you live this way, this is good. There's blessings. But it also says, if you choose this way, it means death and it's foolish. Our children need to hear those kinds of things from us. Parent through praying that your child understands the fear of the Lord and finds the knowledge of God. Pray that they get to a point where they live, where their life is directed not by your instruction, but by a fear of the Lord. You know, ultimately what it comes down to is our instruction, and our discipline, and our correction is working in agreement with God. So as you get ready to go talk to your son, you pull the goat to the bedroom because he has done something that deserves the bedroom walk. You approach that door. You know what that means for us? Is that means I'm going in there. And I am a part of the walk. Not equal, of course. But I'm going to be the hands and feet. I'm going to be the mouth. And I'm going to be speaking truth to the heart of my son. But it is all under the umbrella of God, His grace, and His desire to work. Boy, that has slowed me down. That has caused me to bite my lips sometimes. When I'm ready to just lay it. When I'm ready to say something. When I'm ready to be sure. I am working in conjunction with God here. Because it is God who is working the heart of the child. Ask the Lord to help your child understand the right way to live and the good paths of life. Look at verse 6. For the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. I want you to notice that's the Lord giving it to your child. The Lord gives that to your child, wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. He's a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keeps the paths of judgment and preserves the way of the saints. Now look at this. Here's the second then. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment. Equity, yea, every good path. Oh, if I were to write a plaque over my child, or put a t-shirt on my child, may that be what it says. May my child understand righteousness and judgment. Every good path. But again, this is the work of God. And it's a work of God that He has called you to be a part of. He wants you to be playing your role as mom and dad. He wants you to be instructing. You need to be instructing. You need to be teaching. You need to be disciplining and correcting. It is clearly in the scriptures. All of those things. Do it. But may we do it. This is mine. We do it with God. God's at work in our future. The goal is that our child comes with fear of God. And that they know God. Lord, thank you for this teaching. And thank you for how this impacted my personal life. Thank you for helping me. For truly, God, when I come to this understanding that really, God, you're the one who does the work in the heart of this child. You want to use me, yes. But God, the results are up to you. Lord, I want to pray for parents here today. I want to pray that dad or mom today who's committed to their heart. Because they're not instructing their children in God's ways. Because they're not taking the time to correct or to discipline. God, may they resolve in their heart today. May they, Lord, impress upon them, be heavy upon them. May your spirit be prodding them, Lord, to change their ways and to begin to assume this important goal of instruction, training, and children. I pray, Lord, for those parents that have older children, those that are grown out of the home. And Lord, sometimes parents, they look at their children and they wonder what's happening. They have desires and they desire, Lord, to see their children live in agreement with you. I pray, God, that you would remind them that they still can parent through their prayers. And God, you are still hearing them. You still are a mighty God. I pray, Lord, that you would encourage and bless the family. That you would remind believers here today, the family is your design. It is so good. It is beautiful. It's beautiful when you do it your way. Lord, thank you for this time together today. Thank you for helping me. I pray in Jesus' name.